Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 18th of July, 2019. It's the 199th day of the year, 166 days remaining till the end of the year, and 474 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:03. The sun sets at 8:29 tonight. We'll have 14 hours, 26 minutes of sunlight. Solar transit will be at 1:16. The first high tide was at 12:24. Next high tide at 2:33. The first low tide will be at 7:15 this morning, and the final low tide at 7:12 tonight. The moon is currently 97.6% visible, a waning gibbous moon still worth howling at. We'll have a new moon on Wednesday, the 31st of July. Today is Get to Know Your Customers Day, National Caviar Day, National Sour Candy Day, Perfect Family Day, and World Listening Day. Today is also Constitution Day in Uruguay, and it's Nelson Mandela International Day, as today is his birthday, born on this day in 1918. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Not only do you share your birthday with Nelson Mandela, but also with Machine Gun Kelly, S.I. Hayakawa, Clifford Odets, Peace Pilgrim, Andre Gromyko, Hume Cronin, Red Skelton, John Glenn, Kurt Mazur, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Yevgeny Yevtushenko, Hunter Thompson, Dion DiMucci, Martha Reeves, Richard Branson, Ricky Skaggs, Vin Diesel, and lots more. On this day in history, in 1334, the Bishop of Florence blesses the first foundation stone for the new campanile, or the bell tower of the Florence Cathedral, designed by the artist Giotto di Bondone. Much, much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Back to Morning Edition. Time net coming up on 5:52. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. A reminder that all San Francisco children and teens under the age of 18, are eligible for free lunch and snacks during the summer, regardless of income. Visit sfusd.edu and search for summer meals. So what to do now that school is out? Why not go to the San Francisco Public Library? Some very arts and crafts oriented events going on, including decorating the refrigerator, getting ready for preschool with crafts, happening at the Glen Park branch at 2825 Diamond Street. Toddlers will learn about arts and crafts. They will gain fine motor skills as they are exposed to use of safety scissors, stamps, paintbrushes, and other tools. Fun and age-appropriate crafts will be an introduction to the world of preschool crafts. Please dress your oldest pre-stained. Please dress in your oldest pre-stained clothing. This is great for kids who are 18 months to 4 years of age. There's also button making in with dried flowers in the Ocean View branch at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Sun prints at the Excelsior branch at 6 o'clock this evening. Metal embossing craft at the West Portal branch at 6:30. Some fun stuff to do today at San Francisco's public libraries. Go to sfpl.org/summerstride. Cross Currents Morning Report coming up next. Time is 6:51. More news from the BBC World Service at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, BBC top-line news coming up later this hour during Morning Edition. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance, and I have a couple of news stories, local stories. A judge in San Mateo has ordered a mental examination for a man charged with the stabbing death of a taxi driver and a tow truck driver in a rural area near Woodside in San Mateo County. The judge says he's concerned the 26-year-old Pacifica man suspected might not understand the proceedings. Authorities have not determined a motive, and the victims may have been random targets. The man on trial has pleaded not guilty. My hometown, Berkeley, California, has adopted an ordinance to replace some terms with gender-neutral words in the city code. San Francisco Chronicle reporting yesterday that she and he will be replaced by they. The words manpower and manhole will become workforce and maintenance hole. The City Council on Tuesday unanimously passed the measure to replace more than two dozen commonly used terms. Other word replacements include craftsmen becoming craftspeople or artisans. Berkeley has a long-time history of politically and social liberal issues. Sponsor of the ordinance was council member Rigel Robinson, a 23-year-old recent graduate at Cal. His time in college expanded his awareness of gender issues. From here in San Francisco comes the story. Netflix video streaming service is not enjoying a dramatic slowdown in growth during its traditionally sluggish spring season. They hope to pick up 5 million new subscribers worldwide. Only 2.7 million came on board over the last couple of months. Some blame comes from competition with other video streaming broadcasters. This small growth may affect stock prices and purchasing new program. Netflix is located in Los Gatos. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes our way at 8:51 this hour. And we have a full half hour of Cross Currents at 5 o'clock today here on 91.7 KALW. This morning at 10 o'clock here on 91.7 KLW, one more hour of Morning Edition coming up next. Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. Mostly cloudy here in the city, highs in the 50s to upper 60s with southwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Around the bay, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny, highs in the 60s to the upper 70s. This is 91.7 KLW San Francisco, your local public radio. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07.